Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Building the Bridge as You Walk on It, by Robert E. Quinn. Is a leadership and change guide that challenges the conventional idea that transformation must be fully mapped before it begins. Quinn, known for his work on organizational effectiveness and leadership, focuses on what happens when people step into uncertainty and create new capabilities while moving forward. The book frames change as a human process, not just a technical plan, emphasizing how leaders can shift from controlling outcomes to catalyzing commitment, learning, and shared purpose. Rather than treating resistance as a barrier to be crushed, Quinn explores how fear, habits, and organizational norms shape behavior and how a leader can surface these dynamics constructively. Readers are invited to examine their own assumptions, recognize the limits of incremental improvement, and practice a form of leadership that is both principled and adaptive. The core message is practical and demanding. Meaningful change is built in real time through relationships, disciplined reflection, and courageous action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leading from a clear purpose instead of a perfect plan. A central theme in Quinn's approach is that transformational change rarely follows a linear blueprint. Organizations often wait for certainty, funding, alignment, and a risk-free path, but complex challenges do not offer that luxury. The book emphasizes starting with a compelling purpose that is simple enough to remember and strong enough to guide decisions when conditions shift. Purpose becomes the anchor when strategies and structures must be adjusted on the fly. This topic explores how leaders can define the reason for change in human terms, connect it to shared values, and use it to prioritize trade-offs. It also highlights the difference between technical goals, such as reorganizing a department, and adaptive aims, such as rebuilding trust or changing a culture. When leaders pursue a clear purpose, they communicate with more authenticity and invite others into meaning rather than compliance. The practical takeaway is that a leader can make progress without knowing every step, as long as the direction is ethically grounded and consistently reinforced through daily choices, resource allocation, and visible personal commitment. Secondly, the internal shift from comfort seeking to change leadership. Quinn argues that organizational change begins with personal change in the leader. Many change efforts stall because leaders unconsciously protect their status, routines, and sense of control. This topic focuses on the internal transition required to lead in uncertainty, moving from being reactive to being intentional, from managing impressions to acting with integrity, and from avoiding conflict to engaging it productively. The book highlights the emotional realities of change, including anxiety, defensiveness, and the desire to return to familiar patterns when resistance appears. Instead of treating these reactions as weakness, Quinn frames them as signals that the leader is stepping beyond the ordinary. The leader learns to observe themselves, notice when they are rationalizing inaction, and choose behaviors aligned with purpose. Over time, this creates credibility because people can sense whether a leader is serious or merely performing. The topic also underscores that personal transformation is not a one-time event, but a repeated practice, especially when the environment pushes the leader back towards safe incrementalism. Thirdly, building commitment through relationships and honest dialogue, change is sustained by collective commitment, not by announcements or mandates. Quinn's perspective highlights relational leadership, building trust, engaging multiple voices, and creating space for candid conversations about what is working, what is failing, and what people fear losing. This topic explores how leaders can shift from broadcasting decisions to convening dialogue that surfaces real concerns. It includes the idea that resistance often contains useful information about operational constraints, cultural norms, or unintended consequences. By listening well and responding with respect, leaders reduce defensiveness and increase participation. The emphasis is not on endless consensus, but on genuine involvement, where people can influence the process and understand the reasoning behind choices. Leaders also learn to communicate more transparently about uncertainty, which can paradoxically increase trust because it feels more honest than false confidence. The practical impact is that relationships become the bridge that makes movement possible, enabling coordination across silos and creating a shared language for the change effort as it evolves. Fourthly, creating movement by acting, learning, and adjusting in real time. The book's title captures an action-oriented model of change. You build capability while you move. This topic focuses on iterative progress, where leaders take meaningful steps, learn from results, and adapt without losing sight of purpose. Instead of treating early missteps as proof that the change is flawed, Quinn encourages treating them as feedback. Leaders can design small but consequential actions that reveal barriers, test assumptions, and demonstrate seriousness. These actions create momentum and a sense of possibility, which is often more persuasive than a slide deck. The topic also addresses how to manage the tension between urgency and patience. Change requires speed to prevent cynicism, yet it requires reflection to avoid repeating old patterns under a new label. Effective leaders create mechanisms for learning, such as regular check-ins, data reviews, and story sharing from the front lines. Over time, the organization becomes more adaptive because people practice experimentation, make decisions closer to the work, and develop confidence in navigating ambiguity. Lastly, shifting systems and culture by modeling the desired future, transformational change ultimately reshapes culture, meaning the norms and assumptions that guide everyday behavior. Quinn emphasizes that culture shifts less through slogans and more through consistent modeling and reinforcement. This topic examines how leaders align structures, incentives, and routines with the desired future, while recognizing that deep habits will resist simple directives. Leaders model the change by making visible choices that signal new priorities, such as elevating customer impact over internal politics, rewarding collaboration over heroics, or inviting dissent over silence. They also identify where systems quietly punish the desired behavior, such as performance metrics that reward short-term output while asking for long-term learning. The topic explores the role of integrity and credibility. When leaders behave inconsistently, culture change collapses into cynicism. When leaders embody the values they advocate, they create permission for others to do the same. Over time, repeated behavior and aligned systems create new expectations, turning change from an initiative into the way work gets done. In conclusion, this book is best suited for leaders, managers, project owners, and organizational change practitioners who face complex situations where certainty is limited and stakeholder emotions run high. It also fits individuals who are not in formal authority but want to influence change through credibility, relationships, and purposeful action. Readers benefit because the book focuses on the lived reality of transformation, fear, resistance, imperfect information, and the temptation to retreat into safe routines. It helps clarify how personal integrity, clear purpose, and adaptive action can generate momentum when traditional planning falls short. The ideas encourage readers to examine their own default behaviors and replace control-seeking habits with learning-oriented leadership that invites commitment rather than compliance. Compared with many change management books that concentrate on step-by-step frameworks, Quinn emphasizes the inner work and relational work that determine whether any framework succeeds. That blend makes it worth buying for anyone who has seen well-designed initiatives fail due to culture, trust, or leadership inconsistency. It offers a practical mindset for building capacity while moving forward. If you would like to support Robert E. Frime, Quinn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.